Well, I don't know about you, but that was just exuberating. Thanks be to God. Well, good just for today. And if we would, I'd like to go right into the, and I would like to welcome everyone first, each and every one, welcome to God's house. He's always trying to confuse me. If we have anyone here this morning who is a guest, we are so glad that you are here, and we want to give you a heartfelt welcome. I hope you do feel welcome here and that you'll come back again. Also, please don't forget, if you have a prayer or a praise that you would like to report, these are the cards that you'll find in the pew. Fill one of those out, and you can put it in the plate as it comes by. Also, salty service cards. I know this is a wonderful group of people. I know you've gone outside these doors and done something for somebody. So if you have, please put that in the plate as well. Okay. If you would, turn to the back of your bulletins. There's a lot going on this week. Starting with this afternoon at 6 o'clock, we have our church council meeting. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend. This is where you find out what's going on, what's coming up, what you would like to see done differently. All of God's people are welcome to come to this meeting, so be sure and come out tonight. Also, there's a lot going on through the week. You can take a look here yourself. What did he say? Oh, batteries.
Yeah, get some batteries for Robin's pack there.
Am I
Was
not
that
on?
Discreet enough?
Okay. If you are involved in one of these meetings this week, please don't forget to show up. We have a lot going on this week. Please take this home. And speaking of that, Children's Ministry will be meeting because they're going to be talking about VBS. VBS has been scheduled for July 13th through the 17th. Please volunteer to help. This is not going to go off without the hands and feet of Christ, okay? And we are the hands and feet of Christ. There is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board, so if you feel the Lord tugging at your heart to volunteer, run right back there and put your name on the list. And then, if you need to be recertified, they're going to be having the youth and child protection training, whether you need to be recertified or if you've not been certified ever. Please come to that meeting because we really need you to be certified with that so that you can help with the youth and the young people of the church. Okay, and that is May 30th, which is a Saturday, from 10 to 12, youth and child protection training. Okay, also, what is next Sunday besides Memorial at Pentecost? Very good. Pastor Esther in the newsletter and abroad has asked that we wear red. We want to fill this sanctuary with red. Red ties, red shirts, red bows, red shoes, doesn't matter. We are going to celebrate Pentecost next Sunday. Red hair, very good, Marlene. So very good. Please don't forget to wear red next Sunday. And also, there will be no breakfast on Saturday, so you'll have to cook that for yourself. June 1st is the deadline. Larry talked last week about family night at the Suns game. The Jacksonville Suns has dedicated June 5th, Friday, Methodist night, okay? Bishop Carter's going to be there. All of the pastors are going to be there, including wonderful Pastor Robinson. She's actually probably going to catch the pitch. We throw out that first pitch. She's planning on it. And we do want to be there to give a big round of applause for that. But anyway, they do want to stay in with United Methodist and other people. But this Methodist night, and Bishop Carter is going to be throwing out the first pitch. You have to be signed up by June 1st. Just for a ticket to the Sun Games, $9. And $20 will get you all the food you eat before the game and a reception with Bishop Carter. So we want to support that if at all possible. What a fun night that's going to be, okay? You saw the pretty sign in the narthex as you came in. Anybody see a sign on that easel? That is a reminder of the Glenn Bowes Fashion Show. And it's going to be featuring the men of Calvary. It is a fundraiser. Please try to come out and support us so that we can send Andy to camp. That is going to be on Friday, June 19th. We do have tickets. Nancy's got them. I've got them. Her office has got them. Janine Ward will have them next week. And it is a donation. It is a donation. There will be refreshments served and finger foods. And we just want you to come out, support, send in Andy to camp, and hopefully return to us. So it's going to be up to him. Okay. Do we have any announcements that need to be made this Saturday? Wow. He is going to be real excited next week when he comes back, so we'll have to remember to ask him about that. Okay, if you would, please get out your worship elements. So we have our opening words and prayer this morning. Today is Ascension Sunday, when we celebrate Christ's return to God. But this is not a time to gaze upward or behind. Let's pray. Amen. Let us pray together. God of incredible surprises, as we gaze into the clouds, remind us that we are standing on holy ground. Place our feet on the pathways of peace and hope. Draw our attention from the vision of the Lord rising to the heavens and help us to have focus on the ministry that you would have us do. Keep us ready and willing, always to serve you all our days. Amen.
If you please stand, turn your handles. page 327, we're singing, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Six, we'll have our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, creator of the world and of all people, and in Jesus Christ incarnate among us, who died and rose again, and in the Holy Spirit present with us to guide, strengthen, and comfort.
We believe by our unbelief.
We rejoice in every sign of God's kingdom, in the upholding of human dignity and community, in every expression of love, justice, and reconciliation, in each act of giving on behalf of others, in the abundance of God's gifts entrusted to us that all may have enough, in all responsible use of the earth's resources.
Glory to God on high, and on earth peace.
We confess our sin, individual and collective, by silence or action, through the violation of human dignity based on race, class, age, sex, nation, or faith, through the exploitation of people because of greed and indifference, through the misuse of power in personal, communal, national, and international life, through the search for security by those military and economic forces that threaten existence, through abuse of technology, which endangers and taints the earth and all life upon it.
Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy.
We commit ourselves individually and as a community to the way of Christ, to take up the cross, to seek abundant life for all humanity, struggle for peace with justice and freedom, to risk ourselves in faith, hope, and love, praying that God's kingdom may come.
Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Yeah.
Here, but and did you have an older brother or sister?
Yes.
You do have an older brother. Is it a boy or a girl? Older brother. Well, I had an older brother. So I have a younger brother. I'm in the middle of my older brother. And when I was little, my older brother got to do everything before I did. You're always left behind when you're the younger sibling. Your older brother or your older sibling gets to go out, gets to do things that you don't get to do. And you often feel like you're left behind. And we're talking about that feeling of being left behind because Jesus left again after the resurrection, but he went to place. Where did he go? He went, he ascended into heaven, didn't he? That's what that means. He rose up and went away and went into heaven. So we can't be too sad about that because he's with God. But I want us to remember that we are not left behind. We are sent in the world. The Holy Spirit comes. We're going to celebrate that next week in Pentecost. We're going to have a big to-do and enjoy the gift of the Spirit and form of all the red clothing that we're going to be wearing. And we're just going to praise God for the power of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit sends us into the world. We have a mission. And the mission that we have is the same as Christ's mission. And it doesn't matter what age you are. We are all sent with power and presence of God. And I want us to have this echo prayer. I say a line and then you repeat it after me. You're going to help John do it. So we're all going to do this together. Dear Lord, thank you for calling me.
Even though I am young.
Thank you for being with me.
Even though I am young.
Help me to share your love. With all those around me. Even the young.
Even the old.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. And that's wonderful. Thank you. Like these again. Will the ushers please come forward as we continue to worship our God with the celebration of our gifts and offerings to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you are the author of every good and perfect gift. We praise your holiness and ask you to continue to bless our work here at Calvary, that we may be your people called to do your work in this time and in this place. We thank you for these gifts and we ask that you bless every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
gives me grace, I'll run this race until I see my Savior face to face. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord.
Sending me to a juvenile detention camp.
Happy day.
happy days.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Coleman, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we call Ron in the choir as the conductor.
Glad he wasn't driving that train in Philly.
Our choir has soul, and I don't just mean R&B. You have soul. You have soul. Thank you so much. I feel like I've had my sermon for the morning. I want us to turn our hearts and minds to hear the Lord, our God, this morning in prayer. And we have just been touched and refreshed with His Spirit, so it won't be hard to hear God's voice. Just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. The Spirit wants to make us move. Sometimes we have to still our lives and still our souls and still our hearts to receive whatever He wants to say to us today. God is speaking to you. And in the silence, if you feel called to lift up a prayer or a praise, share someone's name, situation in life or place in the world, you ask God to bless with His healing touch today. Amen.
Children and grandchildren.
The people of Nepal. Touch the lives of those children involved in gang violence. Holy and loving Lord, You came into our world sharing with us the new life that transcends death. You shared with us the ways of love and peace and justice and mercy. When we fall away, call us back. When we can't feel Your way above the pace of the world, slow us down. When we can't hear Your voice over the buzzing of the world, call to us again and again. Guide us into Your way so that we might continue to build up Your reign that You created in us and for us. We wait for You to come into our lives in a new way, to come into our world again. And we wait by continuing to seek Your justice and mercy, to love and care for brothers and sisters in the world. Guide our feet always into the ways of Your peace and Your love We pray in the name of the one who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
If you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to page 302, we'll sing Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has sent by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, they were gazing up toward the heaven. Suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of God for the people of God.
I got some lovely cards when I got to church this morning. I think our children's Sunday school made me some thank you cards. And it's so sweet. They're all handmade, and I love them very much. Thank you very much. Today is one of those relatively unknown and obscure Christian holidays that we call Ascension Day. This is the day in the church which we celebrate the ascension of Jesus into heaven. And if you don't look quickly, if you blink, you might miss it for all that we talk about it in the church. But it's rather a difficult one for us in the modern world to grasp and put our arms around, because it's the story of how Jesus went to the Mount of Olives after his resurrection from the dead. And there, according to the book of Acts, Jesus literally flew off into heaven. He was lifted up, verse 9 says, and a cloud took him out of their sight. What are we to make of that? Well, we know that in the first century, their view of the cosmos was different from our own. People understood heaven to be a place that was literally up above our heads. They could visualize Jesus leaving them and going into heaven. But with our scientific view of the cosmos, we know there is no up or down in the universe. Even our notion of heaven isn't anymore a geographical location or place. When modern people think of the ascension, it's a little hard to imagine the Lord Jesus flying off like a one-person space shuttle into the sky. Yet, despite these scientific reservations, the story of the ascension, I think, is an important one spiritually for us. The ascension was the church's way of dealing with the fundamental fact, Jesus is no longer among us. And I don't know about you, but I remember being confused about the fact when I was young, if Christ was resurrected from the dead, where is he now? How come he's not here with us now? Well, the earliest disciples had experienced this resurrection firsthand. He was the one who was no longer under the claim of death. But after a passage of time, this experience of the risen Lord as being bodily present seemed to pass. He didn't appear anymore. They accounted for his absence by saying that the risen Lord was now in heaven. They had to go forward somehow without his physical presence. And so they talked about him being ascended into heaven and sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Well, Christians today, you and I, are under the same special circumstances. We believe in a risen Lord. We just sang, "Christ the Lord is risen today." This is still the Easter season. But we believe in a risen Lord who is no longer physically present. The body of Jesus is no longer present, except in the body of Christ, the church. We make up the presence, the physical manifestation of Jesus' presence is this body we call the church. I think on Ascension Sunday we would do well to think about what his absence means for Christians today. First, the absence of the physical Jesus calls us to take seriously the church as the body of Christ. This is a concept that we've heard about from when we were very young. We talk about the body of Christ being in the elements that we share on Communion Sunday. We talk about the church as the body of Christ. We say that the church is the body of Christ without thinking about what that might mean. If the church is the body of Christ, then we are called to give to the church the devotion and respect that Christ deserves. I want you to think about it for just a minute. How precious to you is the church? How central to your life is the mission of the church? Now, I know that if Jesus were standing here right in front of us today, we would be filled with the love and devotion of Christ. We would respond to the physical presence of Jesus with all the love we could humanly summon. Yet, we often treat the church as just one more volunteer organization. Now, I think these volunteer organizations do good work. We have a lot of health-related charities that make research possible and cures for certain diseases, and they are very important to us. We have organizations that support our schools, and they do very important work among our young people. But none of these volunteer organizations is the body of Christ. Only the church is Jesus among us. Its mission is to be consistent with Jesus' mission. The love we have for it is the love we have for Jesus. Think about it. The church is the closest we will ever come on earth to having Jesus to love and care for. On Ascension Sunday, we are called to reassess our devotion to the church as the physical body of Christ still among us. The risen Lord is not here. He has ascended. The body of Christ is very much here. And the way we treat the church is the way we treat the risen Lord. Second, Ascension Sunday reminds us that we are each individually a part, an integral part of Christ's body. To honor the church as we honor Christ is also to remember that each of us is a part of this body of Christ. We're each a member of the body of Christ. When we neglect our part, we wound the body of Christ. Because Paul said, if you remember what he said, each of us is a physical part of the body. We are the arms, we are the legs, we are the eyes and ears, we are the limbs, we are the organs. We are Christ's hands and feet. When we don't do our part, the body becomes weakened. And Christ becomes wounded without the limb or the organ that each of us is called and gifted to be. The absence of the physical body of Jesus places a claim upon us to relate to the church as we would relate to Christ. It also reminds us that without our individual faithfulness to our role in the church, the body of Christ is weakened. Finally, Ascension Sunday reminds us that if Christ's work is to continue, it's up to us to do it. Now, I believe we have godly help in doing it. We're going to celebrate, as we mentioned, Pentecost Sunday, and Pentecost Sunday is the celebration of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that is our help. That is our assistance. This divine help comes to empower us in doing the work of Christ. Jesus is no longer here to heal the sick. He is no longer here
to touch the outcast. He is no longer here to feed the hungry. But we are. We are here to heal the sick. We are here to touch the outcast. We are here to feed the hungry. It is us who make up the body of Christ to continue Christ's work. And if the church fails to be the body of Christ, Jesus is absent. If the church fails to be the body of Christ, Jesus can't be seen by the world. So this is kind of an obscure Christian holiday, one that we don't think about very frequently, and one that we'll miss completely if we blink an eye. And it celebrates an event that is difficult for our scientific mind to wrap around and to take literally. But I believe that it is a critical day in our personal and collective understanding of who we are. It is significant that the risen Christ ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God. His ascension invites us to relate to the church as we would relate to Christ. It reminds each of us of the critical nature of our role, our part in the body of Christ, as a member of the body of Christ. And it calls us to take up Jesus' work on earth. This may be an obscure day, but it is monumental in how we relate to Jesus. Amen and amen.
If you'd stand and look to the screen behind you, behind me, there is a screen behind you, but it's to keep mosquitoes out.
Thank you.
we are sent into this world that God loves, and to share that message of God's love. I want to point out today that we may be saying goodbye to a friend. Becky is getting ready to move away from us. We're sad to see her go. June 1st, she settles into a new place in Ponte Vedra, and we wish her well, but we don't want to see her go. We're sad to say goodbye, but I want to mention that to you so that you have an opportunity to speak to her before you leave. May God's grace, mercy, and peace rest and abide with each of you, now and always, until he comes again. Amen.
Test.